Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to the Jefferson County Board of Education special meeting for today, April 13th, 2017. The agenda for today will be first a call to order, then silencing phones, then enter into executive session. We'll adjourn from executive session from that point. We'll enter into a discussion regarding contract between the Board of Education and Dr. Hargens. And then we'll enter into two more executive sessions after that, and then eventually adjourn. So first of all, going into our first executive session, the board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of discussions or hearings which might lead to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an individual employee, member, or student without restricting that employee's, member's, or student's right to a public hearing if requested. This exemption shall not be interpreted to permit discussion of general personnel matters in secret. Is there a motion? Motion made by Member Kolb. Is there a second? Second made by Member Gies. All those in favor? Vote is unanimous. Motion passes. We are now adjourned into executive session, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Do I have a motion that the Board of Education adjourn from executive session and return to open session? A motion made by Member Gies. Second made by Vice Chair Wilner. All those in favor? The motion is unanimous and then passes. The Board of Education met in executive session for the purpose of discussions or hearings which might lead to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an individual employee, member, or student without restricting that employee's, member's, or student's right to a public hearing if requested, pursuant to KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. Do I have a motion to accept a new contract agreement with the superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools? Motion made by Member Gies. Is there a second? Second made by Member Kolb. All those in favor? Motion passes unanimously. I want to read a brief press release. This release will be going out to the media here shortly, and it will be the only media statement that this board chair will be given, and perhaps other board members. The Jefferson County County Board of Education and Dr. Hargens, Superintendent of Jefferson County Public Schools, today announced that the superintendent will step down from her position effective July 1st, 2017. Although Dr. Hargens regrets that her approach to implementing the strategic plan for JCPS no longer aligns with the board's approach, she is grateful for the experience of having provided leadership for the school district for the past 6 years. The board thanks Dr. Hargens for her service to JCPS and for guiding the district through its strategic planning process. The board and the superintendent believe it is in the best interest of employees and students to have a new leader guide the district through implementing the strategic plan. Since 2011, JCPS increased its graduation rate to 80.1%, doubled its college and career readiness rate, increased overall reading and math for every subgroup, and increased the number of students taking advanced placement classes. While the district has moved forward during the past 6 years, the board believes that the district must accelerate the pace of achievement. The board is committed to its vision that all JCPS students graduate prepared, empowered, and inspired to reach their full potential as thoughtful, responsible citizens of our diverse shared world. There is much work to be done. With the collective commitment of the board, parents, teachers, and administrators across the district, JCPS can and will reach its goals. The board now intends to move forward with a sense of urgency to find a successor to the superintendent and to take actions that will continue to improve the education that it provides for all children of Jefferson County. And that is the end of the press release. This press release, as I said, will be forwarded or made available to the press here shortly. I will also let the press know that at this point, this board is going to go back into executive sessions. The executive sessions will not be newsworthy, if you want to say that. If you want to hang around, you can, but from this point on, there's not going to be a whole lot of news. So it's up to you. At this time, the board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act for the purposes of discussions or hearings which might lead to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an employee, member, or a student without restricting that employee's members or student's right to a public hearing if requested. This exception shall not be interpreted to permit discussion of general personnel matters in secret. Is there a motion? Motion made by Member Geese. Is there a second? Second made by Member Horn. All those in favor? Vote is unanimous. Motion passes. We are now adjourned to executive session. Thank you. Motion that the Board of Education adjourn from executive session and return to open session. Motion made by Member Geese. Second made by Member Horn. The Board of Education met in executive session to discuss proposed litigation pursuant to... I'm sorry. All those in favor? Vote is unanimous. Thank you. The Board of Education met in executive session to discuss proposed litigation pursuant to KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. Before I gavel out, I just want to say one more time to my colleagues, thank you for your dedication and your foodless night and powering through. So I do appreciate that. And with is there a motion to adjourn? Member Porter motions, Vice Chair Wilner seconds, and we are adjourned. Are we voting? There we go. It's unanimous. Good. Sorry, I am just so ready.